Recently, my mind has been clearest and calmest when I'm outside. I grew up in a cozy suburban neighborhood, enclosed by pine trees that scraped the clouds. When COVID-19 touched down in North Carolina, I moved back in with my parents, alongside my brother Aaron and his girlfriend Adria. Whenever unemployment, isolation, and the news inevitably clutter my mind, I've started heading towards the woods to walk, to jog, or to ride my bike. Ben Miller is the Chief Strategy Officer of Wellbeing Trust, a national foundation dedicated to mental health advocacy. He said there's a wealth of literature explaining why being outside is good for you.
There's the mental health piece to it, which is I feel good about myself. There's the physical health piece to it, which is like I'm doing good for my body. And then there's this other deeper piece, which I think is kind of a combination of the two, where we actually get confidence.
Jogging in particular has become a habit of mine. I know I'm not alone either. A study from Where2Go, a UPS company, found that 42% of Americans have taken up exercising during the pandemic. When I jog, my mind is a blank slate, peacefully empty as I set one foot in front of the other. But it's a different reality for members of my own pod. Adria is a black woman from Georgia, the same state where in February, Ahmaud Arbery, a 25-year-old black man, was killed by armed white residents of a middle-class neighborhood he was jogging through. Adria and Aaron are currently visiting her parents in Atlanta. She's made a point to only jog if my brother can be by her side.
I want him to be nearby. I want him to be close, not just on account of my race, but also on account of my gender. Like, that plays a huge factor in it as well.
As protests continue in every state, Adria hopes folks will give black people the space to care for their mental health.
Allow us to rest. Allow us to take a second. Allow us to regain our composure. Like, this is a lot for us right now.
In Chapel Hill, I'm Jared Weber.